For the first time since the late 90s, all three of the major U.S. stock indexes closed at record highs on the same day yesterday. Now, the stock market is just one economic indicator, an important one, but just one. And as stocks surged, Macy's announced that it would close 100 stores across the country. Michael Regan is columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly. He joins us from New York. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with the stock market. What is going on? What is sending it to these record highs, all three indexes on the same day?
Well, yesterday, that surge, that closing of Macy's stores actually did cause their stock to surge and many other retailers as well. And that helped the market break through to those highs yesterday. But the main catalyst over the longer term this year has really been the fact that central banks in Europe and Japan have done a lot to keep the interest rates on government bonds very low and even negative in many cases. So that has sort of pushed investors into the stock market, since the steady income you can get from dividends and the possibility that the market could gain and go higher is much more appealing right now to investors than what's offered in the bond market.
So you're saying that this is just being juiced by central banks, that there's no underlying good news about the economy that's prompting people to invest in stocks?
Well, the economy is doing pretty well. The jobs growth is good. So that sort of is a tailwind to stocks as well. But as far as, you know, stocks traditionally are valued on how much profit the companies are making. And profits have been going down for several quarters in a row now, which means the valuations of the market has been going up. And that's really something that's surprising a lot of people on Wall Street. Last year, the market was basically flat for the year. And it appeared like these higher valuations were keeping things in check. But now, really, the appetite for the stock market is being driven in a large extent because bond yields are so low that the stock market is looking much more attractive.
Is there a concern that there is a bubble? As we mentioned, the last time this happened was back in 1999 during the dot-com boom, and then it went bust.
Right. The valuation of the market is very high on many metrics. You know, if you look at the prices of stocks compared to profits or sales or the value of the company's assets, it's still nothing like the days of the dot-com bubble. The S&P 500 would have to gain about another 50% to approach that. But if you want a sense of how overvalued or richly valued it is, Doug Ramsey, a strategist at a firm called Luthold Group in Minneapolis, had a report out saying, and he looked at a bunch of different valuation metrics. And he said if they were all to just revert to their mean overnight, it would be about a 22% drop in the stock market. Now, there's nothing to say that they will have to do that, mean reversion will absolutely take place at least anytime soon. But it is something that concerns a lot of people.
Well, and by the way, our weekly guest, Jill Schlesinger from CBS News, who is a financial planner as well as talking to us, would always say, don't make a decision about your own stocks based on what's happening right now. Just rebalance every 6 months or so. So anyway, the big picture there from Jill. But we did talk about Macy's, Mike, and closing 100 stores. What's going on with Macy's?
Basically, sales at Macy's have been declining. So the company decided to shut down some of the underperforming stores and retrench a little bit. And that's good news to investors in the stock. And that's the stock shot up about 17% yesterday. The main problem for Macy's is that traffic at malls has been very sluggish, and the dollar has been strong versus other major currency. And so that has a noticeable effect on the spending from overseas tourists when they come to visit the United States. So sort of many problems confronting Macy's, and the closure of the stores was viewed as a good choice by them to sort of retrench and get out of the less profitable locations.
So this is just a Macy's issue. It's not about broader retail, because we did see from the Commerce Department today that retail sales in July were flat.
Department stores basically across the board are facing this similar struggle, mainly because of companies like Amazon.com and other internet e-commerce companies. As far as the overall retail sales number, there's a lot that goes into that report. Gas station sales were down pretty big because simply gas prices were a lot lower in the month. But basically, one of the other big headwinds is that income growth has never been very robust in this economic expansion after the recession, and it's really been trending down this year. So people simply aren't making a lot more money and therefore not spending a lot more than they did in the previous months and quarters.
That's Mike Regan, columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly, talking with us about retail and the stock market at a record yesterday. Mike, thanks.
Thank you.